From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Starting today, Twitter users will now see ads when they do searches on the site. Twitter made the announcement after months of speculation about how it planned to make money from its rapidly growing popularity. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
If it's being talked about in the news, it's probably a hot topic on Twitter.
Phil Mickelson,
the president of Poland.
Conan O'Brien will be joining us on Late Night on TBS.
Conan O'Brien may be getting a lot of free advertising on Twitter, but the site itself hasn't gotten anything in return. Today, the company announced that when someone does a search to see what people are saying about a particular topic, they will also get a related ad. Forrester research analyst Augie Ray.
They'll get a chance to see what is being called a promoted tweet that stays constant as opposed to other tweets, which constantly flow down the page as new tweets come in.
So if you search the name of a new movie to see what people are saying about it, the studio might put up an ad with a link to a good review. But the ad will only stay up if it gets retweeted and looked at by users. Ray says advertisers are going to have to think differently if they want their ads to be effective.
This is not an ad where you get to talk about yourself exclusively. It's an ad where you either create dialogue or you create value for others. And if you fail to do so, then your ad simply won't appear for very long at all. People vote it out of existence.
Financial analysts have been waiting for Twitter to announce some kind of ad-based revenue system to capitalize on its 22 million users in the U.S. Gartner analyst Andrew Frank says today's announcement was modest, but there's more to come.
They made it pretty clear that this was the first phase of something that they expected to refine over a long period of time.
Frank imagines that eventually users will see ads in regular Twitter streams on their computers or phones. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.